A four-day workweek may be gaining mainstream momentum in corporate Canada as workplaces continue to fine-tune post-pandemic schedules and working conditions, new research suggests. A survey by recruitment firm Robert Half found 91% of senior managers polled said they would support a four-day workweek for their team. Most managers also anticipate their company will transition to a shorter working week within the next 5 years. Among workers polled, nearly three-quarters said they would put in 4 10-hour days in exchange for an extra day off a week. Offering workers the option of a four-day workweek could support employee retention, productivity and well-being, the research found. Giving people the autonomy to create their own schedule demonstrates a level of trust and that has shown to really boost morale and productivity, said Mike Schechtman, senior regional director with Robert Half. While shift workers such as nurses and police officers have long worked condensed weeks, the COVID-19 pandemic shook up workplace culture and the ubiquity of working a 9-to-5 day, 5 days a week in an office. It shifted the work paradigm and the way we think and operate, Schechtman said. We're at a pivot point where people are trying to reimagine with a blank canvas what the best model would look like to support the work and expectations of a position but also align with what people are looking for. The 9-to-5 workday, and later the 5-day workweek, was widely adopted during the Industrial Revolution. It hasn't changed much since, said Sandeep Aujla, CEO of Multi-Level Leadership Consulting Inc. We moved from the industrial era to the information era and we never changed, she said. But the pandemic has forced us to reconsider our work schedule expectations. While a 4-day workweek might be the right fit for some people and organizations, Aujla said it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. I don't believe in global solutions. I personally really believe that flexibility is the key, she said. The solution is to think creatively and say, let's meet people where they are at, as opposed to imposing a blanket solution on everybody. A 4-day workweek can mean two different things, a compressed week or a reduced week. In a compressed model, employees generally work 10 hours per day for 4 days per week. Many employees are already working 10-hour days, said Sarah McVannell, chief recognition officer at human resources firm Greatness Magnified. A lot of people are working those longer hours anyway. They put their kids to bed and then they get back on the computer, she said. Lots of professionals are working too many hours and that's what's burning them out. Reducing a work week to 4 days, even if each day were officially 10 hours rather than 8, would help the physical health and mental well-being of many workers, McVannell said. The Robert Half survey found 78% of workers polled said they would have no problem unplugging on their extra day off. Meanwhile, in a reduced week, both the total number of workdays and the total work hours are reduced, such as 8 hours a day and 4 days a week. A nonprofit group called the 4-Day Week Global Advocates for what it calls the 100-80-100 model 100% of the pay, 80% of the time, and 100% of the productivity. It's launched a pilot in the United Kingdom involving more than 70 organizations. A survey conducted at the halfway point of the experiment found 88% of participating organizations reported the 4-day workweek worked well for their enterprise, according to a report by the International Labour Organization. Also, 49% reported improved productivity while 46% reported achieving the same level of productivity despite a reduced work week. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 19, 2023. Brett Bundale, The Canadian Press. The Canadian Press, Graham Roy, Greater Than.